USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held a joint news conference at the White House with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The number one topic of discussion involves the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation, developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty.
Police say one person is dead and one wounded after a man opened fire inside a Fred Meyer grocery store in the city of Richland, Washington. Cops have released surveillance images of a white male suspect pushing a grocery cart and are involved in a massive manhunt in the area. Two schools are on lockdown as a precaution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is set to end the mask mandate in schools. Murphy telling the New York Times the mask requirement will end the second week of March. The coronavirus winter surge has been rapidly declining in New Jersey. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is applauding the move on CNBC.
Well, look, I think it's prudent that governors think about what the off switch looks like as well as what the on switch looks like when it comes to this mitigation. We can't just implement these kinds of provisions and not have a very clear metric for when we're going to lift them. And that metric's approaching in a lot of states. If you look at states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they're down to about 35 to 40 cases per 100,000 people per day.
Truckers in Alaska are rallying in protest of Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for border crossers. More than 100 truckers rallying on Sunday in Anchorage for a demonstration they called the Alaska Freedom Convoy. The protest was organized by an Anchorage assembly member. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he would set up a committee on China to investigate the origins of COVID-19 if the Republicans were to take a majority in Congress in 2022. The California Republican telling Fox Business,
"Think about what Nancy Pelosi has done as Speaker. She has protected China from any investigations to the origin of COVID, even though it's killed more than 900,000 Americans. But we'll take action. When we take the majority, we will investigate the origins of COVID. Because you take the actions of the Democrats, I do not know what China has on these people, but it must be so powerful because the actions at every turn stop and harm us but protect China."
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem recently signed legislation into law that bars transgender student athletes from playing on women's sports teams. The Republican governor adding,
"If a trans athlete does make a sporting team and keeps a biological female from making the team, that biological female that missed out on the opportunity will get the chance to pursue litigation to play."
Those against the bill say it's discriminatory and will promote anti-transgender sentiment among young people. The U.S. Labor Secretary may be getting ready to try and help end baseball's lockout. Reports say Marty Walsh announced he has talked to both the league and the Players Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.